Blog Talk Radio.
This is one. many ways that exalted our rights was the one who makes us righteous. He's the righteous King.
Oh, God, praise God. He is our great high priest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all ought to be shouting on this one. Praise God. He is ruler over everything. Praise God. Well, good afternoon. You are listening to God's favorites coming to you live tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. So glad to see all of you all on tonight. Praise God. What a blessing. What a blessing to see all of you. I sure wish I could see your face face to face, but it's all right. We know each other by the Spirit. The Lord say, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is so good how God wants us to know each other. He said, know each one by the Spirit. Know that the love you have for one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is just so awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am so excited, praise God, because I just feel God is doing great things in the lives of his people. Praise God, and hallelujah, he's going to do more and more. You can expect, praise God, you can expect God to do things. Yes, 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 yes. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. Or whatever you may be going through tonight, God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts tonight. Whatever you may be going through, praise God, hallelujah. We are willing to pray for you. Praise God, hallelujah. We are willing to walk with you in whatever it may take. It's in our power to do it. That's what the Lord said. Praise God. We are willing to do that. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, when we pray, God's going to step in and do the rest. Praise God. He's going to give you peace, rest that passes all understanding through that thing. It's because the prayers of the saints. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't get me excited now, y'all, because I will want to jump and shout. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to prayer. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we so love you, Lord God. Oh, God, because you paid a great price for us, God. You've done a mighty thing for us, God. So we owe it all to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing tonight in the lives of your people, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, if there is anybody on, God. Oh, God, that's suffering in any kind of way, Lord God, this is tonight that they be healed, oh, God, set free, delivered. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, because you know, Father God, all things. Praise God. And you, oh God, hallelujah, is our great high priest. And we can call upon you, Jesus. We can call upon you anytime, anywhere. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, God, for being all that we need. Anything, anywhere. Oh, God, you can touch us because you are so powerful. And you are so awesome. That mother, oh God, that may be hurting. Touch that daughter that's lost out there, God. Can't find her way back. That prodigal son, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, drawing back to you. Oh, Father God, that one behind prison walls, God. Leave him right where he is, God. Oh, Father God, or her. God, thank you. Look on all those that are on God's favorite list, oh God. Meet those that are on the list, oh, God. Comfort them, give them peace. May they get in a place, God, where you can speak to their hearts. Yes, Lord. We have a number on our prayer list, God. Oh, God, it's some mother's child. It's some mother that needs her child to be delivered, set free. They can serve you right behind the prison wall. So, Lord, oh, Father, capture their hearts. You know when it's time, God, and we land before you because, God, you are all-knowing God. Oh, God, thank you. We bring it all to you, Father. Yes, Lord. Maybe someone is sick tonight, God. Oh, God, need a healing, God. This is tonight. This is tonight. Hallelujah. Maybe someone is hurting. God, this is tonight for them, God. This is tonight. Oh, praise God. And, God, we place you. Oh, on the highest plane, because you're higher, higher, higher than anything else, God. Oh, praise God. You are the great high priest. Praise God. And we call upon our great high priest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Anybody need salvation tonight, God? Oh, God, come into their hearts and save them tonight, God. You wish that all be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Saturday, I want to mention this to you. Please join us for prayer on Saturday morning. We need prayer. We need to pray. Praise God. So Saturday for 10 o'clock. And join us for prayer on God's favorite. 10 o'clock a.m. in the morning. Just for 1 hour. Jesus said if you can just pray for 1 hour. And we can come together and pray for 1 hour. I believe God will step in and touch. Because that's his word. He called his disciples to come and pray for 1 hour. If there's anybody on tonight that needs prayer, please press 1 and let us pray for you tonight. Praise God. If there is anybody on tonight that needs prayer, praise God, please press 1. We want to keep our own minister, Gwen, in our prayers, Gwen Bernardo. We want to keep her in our prayers because of the loss of her sister, and she had to travel from Texas to Mississippi, and we want to keep that her and her family in our prayers, her mother, her sister, all those that are part of Minister Gwen's family. Praise God, these are difficult times when we lose a loved one. Our heart breaks because we don't want to lose them, but we do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we have Minister Sharon. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to put my Aunt Yvonne on the altar, as well as my pastor, Pastor Kenneth T. Stratton. And I would like prayer for myself to get closer to the Lord. Amen.
All right. Is there anybody else? All right. I see Minister Bowman. Go ahead. Go ahead, honey.
Good evening. I would like prayer for my family, my children. They had lost some loved ones this week, and then pray for my daughter. She have a classmate in the hospital that had a stroke at the age of 32. So y'all pray for the Jackson family and the Bowman family and everyone that represents. And keep Pastor Evan Travis in prayer that God will continue using him. Amen.
Okay. Is there anybody else before we go to prayer? Praise God. Hallelujah. We always want to pray. Pray ye one for another. Pray ye one for another. Pray, oh, praise God. Praise God. I think I see Sister Rebecca.
Yes, good evening. I'm asking for continued prayer for my family. My granddaughter kind of got into a little trouble, and I just was told it today. And the mother, my son and her mother, he wasn't really seeing eye to eye. It was my son had married, and him and his daughter's mother, they wasn't together. So I'm just asking for prayer for my whole family, that they were, the Lord would draw them closer, and also that I would have a closer walk with the Lord. Thank you.
Okay. Next we have is Minister Taylor.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, please continue to pray for the Taylor family. My daughters and my son. Thank you so much.
All right. Minister Zadie.
Yes, good evening. Yes, I desire prayer for my family for salvation and the children everywhere. And my brother Gary, you know, he lives in the nursing home, but he is on the line, and he's on mute, so he desires prayer. He's believing God that for full restoration, that he'll be able to come home and be active again. Amen.
All right. Minister Gwen.
Good evening, Saints. Good evening, Pastor Vivian. I do want to thank God for all of your prayers, and I want to say a special thanks to you, Pastor Vivian, because you know what you did, and God knows what you did to encourage me. And I'm so grateful to God for you for that. I'm grateful to God for this, that you continue to press on with the ministry. But my prayers is to continue to ask prayers for continued strength for my mom and my family. My luggage is still in the car from Friday. James had to turn around and bring me back home. I didn't realize how much grief I was carrying, and it was affecting my health badly. And so I didn't get to the services, but I talked with my family and my niece. Understand that everyone was so proud of how she cared my sister's daughter. And I do believe the Lord has a time for me to come back before my surgery to be with the family. I'm believing for that. I don't want to take up too much time, but I told Mother Stokes today I pushed to go. The Lord had me to be in service today, and I'm so thankful for that because it allowed me to really just cry and get a lot of that pain out. And it was like it just wasn't coming up, but it was coming out in other ways. But I also received a blessed word that enabled me to just keep on pressing forward in the Lord. And I thank God for that. Amen.
Amen. So glad to have you on tonight. Praise God. We know how it pains and how it hurts when you lose a loved one. I lost a sister at the age of 21 with a baby in her stomach. She was 5 months pregnant, so we buried her and the baby, but her husband almost lost her. She had just been married for 5 months. And it was a hard thing to lose a sister at 21, praise God. But God, we know that. God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful. He knows what he's doing, praise God. So let us go to agree in prayer for thee. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for these prayer requests that has come up before you today, God. Lord God, that you knows all, you know what they were going to say before they even said, who all they was going to bring before you, Lord God. And Lord God, we know that there is nothing too hard for you to do, God. We know that your arms, oh God, is not too short, that you can reach down, bring comfort, bring peace, oh God, that passes all understanding. We do lift up Minister Sharon, Pastor Stratton, and her sister Yvonne. And for her, oh God, so that she just draw closer and closer, that she will drink from the well, God. Oh God, where she will never thirst again. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do pray, oh Father God, for Sister Bowman, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for that child, oh God, that dad, Father God, died. Father God, we pray, oh God, for all of her loved ones, Pastor Travis, and oh God, Father God, we pray, oh Father God, for all the prayer requests that she brought before you tonight, God. Lord God, you heard her clarion call. Father God, there's nothing too hard for you to do, God. Oh God, hallelujah. Lord God, we also, oh God, bring Sister Gwen before you, her mom, that you strengthen her mom in these days to come. Oh God, this mom that has lost her daughter, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we also bring, oh God, before you oh, God. Oh, God, all of her family, oh, God. And, oh, God, just comfort Minister Gwen now and this family, God, in the days to come, God. Oh, God, that this too shall pass in the name of Jesus, oh, God, because they know your word, oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bring Sister Taylor before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, oh, God, Father God, that you touch her family, oh, God, and draw them. Draw them close to you, Minister Zadie, God. Oh, God, Father God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God, for salvation for her family, God. Each one, name by name, you know them, oh, everyone that is not walking with you, Lord God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch Gary, oh, God. Oh, God, I know you can do it, God, because you said you can do anything but fail, God. Oh, touch my cousin tonight, oh, God, Lord God, and just help him to draw nigh unto thee, oh, God. And you will draw now unto him, oh, praise God. Lord God, all of the Sotelos family, oh, God, oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh, God, just draw them, especially those girls, oh, God. Lord God, they need to be by their mother at this time, oh, God. Oh, God, draw them. Whatever is holding them, God, it's just the attack of the enemy that wants to pull families apart. And does not want families to be close. God, you made families to be together, God. And whatever it is, we know it's the enemy. Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to destroy this family. But I say the devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, Lord. They shall be whole. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Oh, Father God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God. That Sister Taylor and her daughters will enjoy. The joy of the Lord will be their strength in the name of Jesus. And also Sister Rebecca, and that closer walk with you, God, each day, God, is a new day, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, where they can, oh, God, rejoice in the Lord God, thy Savior. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I decided to do the prayer request. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over all these prayer requests. I lay hands on them right now in the name of Jesus as I wrote them down. I lay hands on every one of these prayer requests right now that God is doing his perfect work in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against you all shall prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. I'm going to ask Sister Keys, while I catch my breath, can she do me a praise song? Praise God. Hallelujah. And then I'll be right back with you. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die, till I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna live the best that I can. I'm gonna live the best that I can. I'm gonna live the best that I can until I die. I'm gonna walk upright. I'm gonna walk upright. I'm gonna walk upright until I die. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord until I die, till I die. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord until I die.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Just keep on trusting in the Lord. Don't give up. Even though the times may seem hard sometimes, don't give up on God. Trust in the Lord. Sing, pray. Give honor and glory to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. That's what the word says. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy endures forever. So you don't have to worry about nothing. If his mercy endures forever, trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Keys, for that wonderful song. Our title tonight is Thank You, Lord, for the Living Water. You know, if you trust in the Lord, you will partake of the living water. Praise God. That living water that will never run dry. Praise God. And I think we all should want to taste and drink of that water. And I'm going to be reading from John 7, chapter 37 through 39. And it reads as thus. Praise God. It said rivers of living water. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, God just won't let you drink just a little bit. He wants to give you plenty. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So just let's look at these living waters, rivers. In the last days, that great dry of the sea, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, if any of you thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Now that's Jesus talking. If anybody got some needs, as we have prayed for them tonight, those wayward children, just come. Bring it to Jesus as we did tonight. Just come and drink. Praise God. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And I want to say again, good evening to my cousin who's in the nursing home. Let the living water flow in you tonight. Let the living waters from the throne room flow into your heart and soul tonight. But this faith of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was glorified. Let the living waters flow in you tonight. If there's a dry, parched ground anywhere in you, search yourself and say, Lord, search me, O Lord. And if there's anything in me that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. Thank you, Lord, for the living water. This is the greatest invitation that has been given to mortal man to come to Jesus. Come drink from that crystal fountain. He wants us to taste and see that the Lord is good. Not nothing of the world. Not what the world gives. The world can promise you and make you things look good in your eyes and make you, oh, yes, the devil make you think that, oh, you can have the world. That's what it did to Jesus. Only if you do this and do that. But Jesus said, come to him. He didn't tell you to go nowhere. He wants you to taste of him. He is the greatest thing that you can taste of all the time. He does great things for his children. Praise God. He does not want you to be doing, but he wants you to be believing. Believe that he died and rose again. Praise God. Believe that he died for your sins. Believe that he paid the price for the whole world. Believe. The account was settled a long time ago. You got to believe in your heart. Believe that he is seated on the right hand and making intercession for you. Believe that he's coming again. Where is your faith? Can you believe? Or what do you believe in? If you are if he said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, that water where you will never thirst again, believe. That's all he's asking us to do. You may go through something. You may be hurting. You may be crying. It may seem as though you're suffering. Your finances may be low. Your children may be out of whack. But God is saying to us, only believe and come to him with every situation and drink from the fountain. Praise God. That will never run dry. That will quench your thirst. That will heal your body. I heard my pastor say today they are starting for the month. God told them for the month of October that we are going to stretch out before God and break before God. And y'all know me, I can break before God. But I love brokenness because God teaches us. You know, he loves to see us break. And sometimes I go lay down beside my bed between in a little snare place so we can only that walking space and just lay on the floor and cry out to God. God loves brokenness. Only reason we don't break is because of our pride. We are getting away from a lot of things, how God wants us to worship him, to bow and lay before him and let him speak to us. So Pastor says, for the whole month, and I know other churches are doing this, because my sister church says, and they are doing it as well, but we just going to pray, lay out, stand up, or sit down, whatever you got to do, but let it all go unto the glory. Hallelujah. Tell God all about it. Tell God. He knows already. He just want to know if you are willing to break before him and come before him with everything that so tries to easily beset us. We're going to look at the woman, this story of the woman, praise God, that Jesus met at the well. Praise God. She had a problem. She had some problems, let me say it like that. And you all know the story. Jesus met her there, and We're going to go to John 4:7-9. Praise God. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" But Jews do not associate with Samaritans. When this woman walked to the well, Jesus was there. He knows what she needed. He knows that she was ready. Praise God. He couldn't imagine the barrier about to fall. She couldn't imagine the barriers that was about to fall from her. The division between her people and Jesus' people was just the first of the walls about to disintegrate. She was a member of a people who had been resettled in the land, moved there by King of Assyria after the conquering Samaria in 722 before Christ. They had been taught and partially accepted the faith of Israel, but retained their old pagan religion. Now, that's what I wanted to bring out. Sometimes when we can't get free from something, we need to let go of something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we want to break through but we still holding on, we need to go drink at the fountain again. We need to go to the Lord and call upon the name of Jesus and Lord, say, "Lord, set me free. Set me free from this Philistine." They have been taught and partially accepted the faith of Israel but remain in their own pagan religion. Traveling from Judea to Galilee, Jesus said, Jesus and his followers had to pass through Samaria unless they wanted to take a long detour. They chose the shorter road, and Jesus sat by a Samaritan well while the disciples went on off to buy food. When the woman approached the well, Jesus asked her for a drink. She responded with surprise and mockery, used to the idea that no Jews would accept water from her. She just wouldn't think that a Jew would accept it. I mean, God is willing to accept anybody. He's for God. Don't have no respect to a person. Somebody, hear me tonight. He's waiting on you. They used the idea that no Jew would accept water from her. Any faithful Jew would have considered himself ceremonially unclean if he touched a cup she had handled. See, that's how we get off into pagan worship. We want to judge people. We want to say what you done done, what you've been doing. You don't have no reason. Let your God do the judging, and you just get yourself clean. Because the people had judged this woman. How can Jesus have anything to do with this woman? Apparently, this woman who had thought over spiritual things, even if she didn't have them right. So Jesus led her into a deeper discussion, mentioning the living water he can give us. Jesus is letting us know that we can drink of that living water tonight. At first, she took him literally, thinking he meant the water within the well where she went to go drink. But that wasn't the water. We are not talking about a physical water. We are talking about the Spirit, what the Spirit of God can do in our lives tonight and in our family lives tonight. He met the water within the well and deriding him for offering her water he could not reach. Did he think he was greater than Jacob, whose well this was? This was Jacob Well that they was at. Christ persisted, telling her plainly that he spoke of eternal life. As we pray tonight, as we call out others tonight for salvation, we are believing. I asked you earlier, do you believe? If we believe and if we cry out hard enough, the heart of man, God gonna save our loved ones. Praise God. Yes, we all have loved ones, and we want them to be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's see what else he said. But intrigued at the thought of parting with her heavy water jar, she asked for Jesus' water. Since the water he spoke of was eternal, he confronted her numerous sins. In opposition to Jewish law, the woman had had five husbands, and the one that she is living with now is, he told her that wasn't a husband. That's the sixth one. Even in today's loose culture, in our culture today, people live very loosely. People don't want to get married anymore. People want to live together. We have divorce rate real high. She might have raised a few eyebrows among those who knew her sexual history. Perhaps in effort to avoid Jesus' uncomfortable truth, the woman turned the discussion to his ability to know things she had never done. He didn't want to know about what she done. He already knew that. God don't want you crying over things that he done forgave you for. He wants you to drop that and come and follow him now. Praise God. And then started all kind of other topics. Jesus, you know I done did this and I done that. And no, it's not necessary now in Jesus' time. All he wants you to do is go and worship. Jesus answered her question, pointed her toward the spiritual nature of real worship. Real worship. And declared himself the Messiah. He let her know who he was. God wants to let us know who he really is. Praise God. And at some point, all the barriers of religion and nationality fell, and she believed in Jesus. When the disciples returned, the woman took her opportunity to tell all of her neighbors, even the one that criticized her immorality. I said people will criticize you. People going to talk about you. People going to try to pull you down. Don't you worry about that. You just go and be with Jesus. He told me everything I ever did, she said, in John 4:39. Was her testimony. She had a testimony. She had a testimony of what Jesus had done, not for what man had done or what man tried to do or what all the pagan things that they had done. No, she had this point. She had come and drank up a deeper well. She had gotten converted. She had turned her life at this point over to Jesus. Praise God. When we read a story like this, praise God, how do we see ourselves? It might not have been men in your life. I don't know what it could be that you want to cry out to Jesus about tonight. But this story, I read it because it could be many things. It could be many things that you're going through in your own secret and private life. that you don't want anybody to know about. And you don't have to. All Jesus wants you to do is come to him and drink from the well that will never run dry. Are we witnessing to the lost like Jesus have told us to do? But if the people we speak to will really accept our witness, and maybe some of them won't. Either way, when the barriers fall, we will worship God in spirit and in truth. It reminded me when I read the story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus saw Jesus coming from afar. And Zacchaeus ran and he climbed up into a sycamore tree. Like Jesus didn't know. I said Jesus knows all things. So when Jesus got to that sycamore tree, he told Zacchaeus to come down, Zacchaeus, out of that sycamore tree, for salvation have come to your house today. It's time for us to come and worship. It's time for us to lay it all on the altar. It's time because people have forsaken the word. In Jeremiah 2 and 13, it said that people have forsaken the word of God. People have, his people, God, all these people that he has made, they have forsaken him, and they need to come back and drink from the crystal fountain. Jeremiah 17 and 13, the fountain of life that never flows, that ever flows, that fountain of life that ever flows, that never stops. That's what Jeremiah said. It flows in all the parched lands, are parts of our lives. This living water refreshes all the dry places and renews us within. That's what Jeremiah says. This fountain of life that flows in all, he didn't leave, God don't leave nothing out. He'll touch every part of you. All the dry places where you are dry. I heard somebody say, I just want to close the water. God is there to touch the dry places where you just need to get a little bit closer. He wants you to come closer, just a little bit closer. And that word, it will bring you closer. It will water you. The word of God will water you and cleanse you. That's who he is. He is the living word. He is that fountain that will never run dry. Either way, when the barriers fall, we will worship God in spirit and in truth. That's what it's all about. All drawing, we all want to draw closer and closer. You think I'm not going to leave myself out? Of course. I just want more of Jesus. I just want to worship him and lay prostrate before him and cry out to him and stop letting the devil come in there and take away time when I can be praying to the Father. If my people which are called by my name will humble, praise God, we need more humbleness. Oh, my time is running out. Praise God. Hallelujah. But John chapter 4. Read John chapter 4. Praise God. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. These rivers, God is the rivers. He comes out from all parts of him. Hallelujah. What I want to say tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. They will never. Just it's right there in the word.
He's refreshing. He's renewing. He's all praise God. Hallelujah. He's doing great things in our lives. And we have testimonies on here right now. If I would put people on testimonies, praise God, how God is refreshing and renewing and rebuilding. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for this great afternoon, Father God, that we can drink from that crystal fountain. Oh, praise God. Well, have you all be blessed. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. We are asking you to be on and help us to pray on Saturday for 10 a.m. Let's all pray together. That's what God requires. That's how we can get through this parched land in our lives. We got to pray. All right. Have a good night. And thank each one of you all again. Good night now. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all. Good night.
Love you.